I thank God for our youth choir. I'm praise the Lord for them. Proud of them. They're growing up. Listen, parents. They're growing up into a world like we didn't even have when we were growing up. They need help. They need God. They need prayer. And I praise God for some of them standing in a public school, in communities. All of them won't, but some of them will, thank God. Let's open our Bibles this morning to the book of Psalms, Psalm 32. Psalm 32. Everybody get settled down now. No one talking as we read the Scripture this morning. I'm going to try to bring you the message I feel like the Lord's been dealing with my heart about. Thinking about I can call Jesus anytime. Thinking about the blood is still there. I'd like to preach to you this morning on the subject, the hiding place. There's a hiding place. Now, whoever wrote that old song had my thought. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. You think about that. Oh, great song. Save from wrath and make me pure. Psalm 32, verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. See, wrestling. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely, in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Boy, that's what David was crying out. He said, God, when I struggle with the sin and the problems of this world, he said, I look to you. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. This is the Lord talking to us now. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. I mean, look at that verse there in the middle of that verse. Shout for joy. You know, a lot of people these days thinks that the way to worship God is sit with your mind off in a million miles away somewhere, and they call that reverence. In the Bible, they shouted for joy. We're going to in heaven too, by the way. And I want to preach to you for a few minutes this morning on the hiding place. Three reasons this morning why every man needs a hiding place. And that hiding place can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our hiding place. He is. Not the church. Not the altar. Not the baptistry. Not even our prayer closet. But He is our hiding place from this world of sin. Three reasons. Number one, every man needs a hiding place to hide from the power of sin within us. Anybody who knows theirself, and we'll be honest, knows good and well that the power of sin is raging within them. It really is. It's like a fire burning inside you. If you let it get out of control, it'll destroy your life. You cannot master the power of sin in yourself on your own strength. I've heard people say, I don't need the Lord. I can quit doing anything I want. No, you can't. You can't quit sinning. You can't get the victory over sin. You might quit one or two habits, but you're not going to get rid of that sin nature inside you. You need help. You need a hiding place. If you're like me, you understand what the Apostle Paul meant in Romans chapter 7 when he was talking about that battle of sin raging inside of him. Now let's be honest this morning. Don't a battle rage inside of you? Isn't there some part of you in you wanting to do good, and there's another part in there still wanting to do bad? Bible said, when I would do good, evil is present with me. You know, you can do right with God, and you can serve God, and you can be on fire for the Lord and serving the Lord, and just all of a sudden, some old wicked, filthy, ungodly, just wicked, it just seems like it just clouds over you and takes over. There's a power of sin within. Let's take just a minute, if you don't mind, and look over in Romans chapter 7 and listen to a man who wrestled with sin explain it to you. Man tried to tell me one time that this was before Paul was saved. But Paul was saved when he was giving this little talk here, believe you. Believe you me, he was saved. Romans chapter number 7, he's talking about sin warring in his members, in his body. And he said, there's a law of sin that's raging in me. Verse 11, Romans 7 verse 11, for sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. He's talking about spiritually there. Now watch, verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, he said. He said, I still got this old carnal flesh. Would you agree with that this morning? You know what makes a lot of people give up? Hold your finger there just a second. A lot of people give up because they say, good night, preacher. I can't be holy like you people in that church. I see that choir. I see you preach. I see them up there teaching Sunday school. And I think, man, here I am battling this thing from day in, day out, day in, day out. I'm battling sin. Let me tell you something. You can identify with probably the greatest Christian that ever lived since Jesus Christ. He had that same battle. He had that same battle. Thank God that brings comfort to an old sinner saved by grace like me. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! I've got that battle raging in me this morning, but I found a hiding place. I know somewhere I can run. Like, watch me hide from you. And get up under here. You can't. Can you see me? You cannot. I know you can't now. Okay, I was in there. But you couldn't see me. You know what? I was hiding from you. I've never done that before. Crawling. I'm practicing for when them bullets start flying in here. But I want to tell you something, brother. Just like I'm hiding from you, all that sin inside me, I've got somewhere I can run. Amen? I've got somewhere I can go. And it ain't the father, priest, pope, neither. Amen? The pope is too poop to pope. He's got his own sins he need to get took care of. Hey, he's got to find a hiding place too. Amen? He's a sinner just like me. We're all a bunch of dogs. But thank God there's a hiding place. Amen? Let's finish reading this. My goodness, look at this. He said this. He said, where'd I get to? Middle of a verse somewhere. 14. But I'm carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do. See if this sounds like you. I allow not. He said, I don't even allow myself to do what it does, and it breaks the rules. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. That means, Lord, they said, I want to do right and I mess up and then I don't want to do wrong and I go ahead and do it. He said, I'm a mess. Can you relate to that? He said, God, I say I'm going to read my Bible and I pray and then I don't. And then I say I'm never going to commit that sin again and then I do. He said, what I do, I hate. What I want to do, I don't do. What I wish I wasn't, I was. And what I wish I was, I wasn't. And what I am, I ain't. And what I want to be, everything you can think of, man. He is a wreck. He is all messed up. He said, now there's no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Verse number 17. Verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. He said, I've got a desire, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. and the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight, he said, there's something in me that loves the word of God. I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, that's your hands, your arm, your feet, and leg, all everything, in my mind, bringing me, warring in the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. He said, there's something inside me that I love the Lord, and I love the Bible, and I love church, but he said, there's something else working in me that wants to do wrong. Every time I turn around, it's just sin, sin, sin. What am I going to do? Look at verse 8, 24. Oh, wretched man that I am. He said, I'm a wretch. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Who am I going to talk to? What book am I going to read? What course can I go through that'll straighten me out? What psychiatrist can help me with my problem? What doctor of law or a lawyer, police, who can help me? The next verse gives the answer. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Listen, brother, he said there's a hiding place from the power of sin within us. Our conscience accuses us of guilt, and we think, oh Lord, I feel like a dog, I feel like a dog, I'm not worthy to do nothing, I'm a wretch, I'm miserable, but I'm glad in those hours at night when we're at home in our prayer closet, or we can get down and say, Lord, I'm coming to you, rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. You can be hid in Jesus Christ just like that. Listen, brother, of all the preaching you've ever heard, of all the songs we've ever sang, we've never scratched the surface of how great it is that we can run and hide ourselves in the Son of God from the wrath of God Almighty. In the Old Testament, when they sinned, they had cities of refuge. And when a man committed a crime, somebody would be out to kill him right quick. And buddy, he could run to one of them cities of refuge, and when he got inside there and that door was shut, his accusers couldn't touch him. That's how we can run. That's how you can run from sin in your own body. Amen? From the power of sin within. Let me give you a little hint. And a little help. You're not the only one struggling with sin. Every person saved by the grace of God has a battle going on the inside of them. You say, well, I don't. It don't ever bother me. You know, according to 1 John, you've deceived yourself. You've deceived yourself, buddy. You're backslidden and don't know it. But if you're right with God, there's going to be a battle roaring on the inside of you 24 hours a day. And once in a while, you're just going to say, God, I'm coming to you, Lord. I can't do this myself. I've got to have help. Sometimes you just got to crawl up there and say, Lord, I can't quit this thing myself. You're going to have to help me. I can't get rid of this evil inside of me. You're going to have to help me and wash me anew. Number two, I'm glad there's a hiding place this morning from the power of the devil without. You can run to Jesus to hide from the power of sin within. But thank God this morning, you can run to Jesus to hide from the power of the devil without. Put on the whole armor of God, the Bible said. You know what? I believe if we hide in Jesus, there's like a hedge built around us. You've heard me give the illustration before of a witch who got saved in Florida. And she belonged to one of these satanic groups where that they would pick off little kids at these schools. And they'd see little boys and girls at school and they'd say, hey, honey, come here. You want some candy? Get them into a van. Take them off and offer them in sacrifice and all kinds of sin. Well, that witch got saved. And she began to give her testimony and tell. And she said, you know something? Of all the kids we tried to kidnap and abduct and molest, or whatever. She said there was always this one group we couldn't touch. She said anytime we were around a kid whose parents prayed and they belonged to one of these fundamental churches, and she said it was like a force field was around them kids. Said we couldn't get to them. Boy, I'll tell you, that's encouraging to me. We can pray over our kid. Listen, that's a wicked world out there we're sending our kids out in. Every day, just because we got a Christian school don't mean they're immune to the attacks of the devil. The devil's going to be after them kids out there just as much as he is kids anywhere else. I'm telling you, listen, boys and girls, listen, young people, you can run to Jesus Christ to hide from the power of the devil without. Amen? I know what some of you need to do. I know what you girls need to do. It ain't easy for you to see the devil. He's sitting beside you. No, or he wants to be. You don't hide from the devil in the Lord. You know how to do that? Here's what you do. There's a verse of Scripture over in 1 Corinthians chapter number 7. And you write this verse of Scripture down. Have Brother Waddle here to put it on his computer. Man, he got a computer can print real fancy. 1 Corinthians 7:1 put, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. And if you ever go anywhere, just lay that right there now between you and him. Right there. It says, what do you want to do? Well, let's talk. You can talk and laugh and all that without sucking each other down your throats. Do you really have to be so sickening? It bothers me that some young people, they cannot wait till they get around the corner of the building. Gag, man. Get a hold of yourself. We're all here. Everything's all right. I know what's wrong with you. You watch TV so much you are filled with lust. And you're going to have some help. You've got to have help. And the only help there is in Jesus Christ. You can have a normal relationship and talk. What's wrong with just talking, laughing, and cutting up and getting to know each other and reading the Bible and praying together? If you don't, you'll wish to God you had one of these days. You better listen to old mean old preacher here this morning. You think, well, he's a man. Listen, I had no idea I was going to say that. It just popped out. Somebody must need it. I don't know. I had not had that plan. It's not in my notes. You can look at them. I ain't hardly nothing in my notes. But I want to tell you what, brother. Listen this morning. You have got to understand there's a power of the devil without. It's everywhere. And you got to run to Jesus. You got to run. Some of you boys might have to run to them girls. You boys need to run from them girls you don't know. You girls need to run from the boys you do know. The boys need to run from the girls they don't know because they look better. After you know them, if you don't know them, they look pretty good. That's why you always want to like somebody that, you know, not from around. These boys, you know, because after you get to know them, you see they're just a little pimple-faced jerk like all the rest of them. And once in a while, you'll find it good and thank God for it. Next time one of you make fun of my gray hair, I'll make fun of your zits. At least my face is clear. I ain't got mayonnaise on me all sticking out. Amen. I wasn't planning on saying that either. I'm glad, brother, we can run to the devil. Run from the devil. From the power of the devil without. Amen. You're going to be old one of these days, and I'll make fun of you. Amen? Let me show you a verse of Scripture. You smart Alex, I'll just dismiss you. Psalm 14, verse 8 said, hide me. You know what hiding like? Like that verse over in Psalm 14, 8, that hides talking about like a mother hiding her babies under her wings. See? Like a baby chicken or something. You ever seen how mother put out that? He said, hide me under thy wing. You know, we're like the Lord's little dibbies. And we're all in love. Listen, there's a wicked world out there. It'll eat us up. It'll swallow us up. Sometimes I feel like I just need to run to the Lord. When you've been out there in the world all day long, and you just need to say, God, help me. God, they're about to get me. Lord, those wolves going to eat me up. They're going to swallow me. God, help me. I'm glad we can run from the power of the devil without seducing spirits. Check them out. You know what? Listen, did you know? You know how to keep away from the cults out there in this world? Run to Jesus Christ. People say, well, I turn on TV, all them preachers, how do I know which one's right? Easy, ain't none of them right on TV. But listen, no, they are. There is some good preaching on TV. But most of the time, you can spot a weirdo just like that. Just like that. If he has a 30-minute program and talks about money 20 minutes and sings five, he's a weirdo. He's a weirdo. I'm glad we can run. There's a hiding place from the power of the devil without. Thirdly, this is most important. I'm glad there's a hiding place from judgment to come. From judgment to come. This world is judgment bound. We're a judgment bound people this morning. Every one of us is marching to the judgment. Buddy, when I stand before God on that day, I'm not going to say, Lord, I was a preacher. Lord, I carried a King James Bible. Lord, I wore a tie. Lord, I had a hair cut over my ears. I'm going to say, Rock of Ages was cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let me show you what the people who don't have Jesus will be doing on the judgment day. Open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 6 just for a second, if you would. Revelation chapter number 6. And I'll show you quickly what they're going to be doing when the Lord comes back. You see these people that are all tough and cussing and blaspheming. You see people like Mick Jagger, you know, and you see people like the MTV stars and people like, oh, they're tough now. They're bad now. You don't see what they're going to do when the Lord comes back? They're going to say this. Revelation chapter number 6 and verse number 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. This is the second advent, the coming of the Lord in glory. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Watch it now. Look what happened to these people in verse 15. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains. Verse 16, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us. See that? They're hunting a hiding place. They're looking for a place to hide from the wrath of God. They're looking for a place to get away from God Almighty on Judgment Day. Hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of His wrath is coming. Who shall be able to stand? On that day they'll be saying, rocks, fall on us. I can't bear to look at Him. I know how I've blasphemed. I know how I've got drunk and smoked pot and lived like the devil, shacked up and everything else. I can't stand to look at God. I don't want Him to see me. Rocks, fall on me. Hide me. Brother, I'll tell you, on that day there's only one hiding place. There's only one hiding place. Rock of Ages, cleft from me. Let me hide myself in thee. There'll only be one safe place on Judgment Day. That'll be in the bosom of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith in what He done for you on the cross. You can't hide nowhere else. It'll work. It'll work for you this morning. Have you ever come to Jesus? Have you ever hid yourself in Him? There's a big old boy got saved one time. They called him Big Leon because he's so big. And he didn't have any education, didn't know much about the Bible. And he was funny. I'm going to tell you, you don't have to know a lot of Scripture. You don't have to know a lot about society or culture. You don't have to have a high school education. You don't even have to. You can't. There's people got saved, can't even read. This boy knew nothing about church. He came to church. He didn't even know what the word saved meant. But the preacher preached on burying the old man. And he said, well, you need to have a funeral for the old man. And let the old man die, new man live, and all that. And Buddy Big Leon came down. He said, preacher, I don't understand a lot of that. He said, I want to bury the old man. And Big Leon got saved. He didn't even know what saved meant. People say, well, I think if you study religion and have your eyes open to the truth and treat your neighbor right, that you'll be all right on Judgment Day. No, you won't. You got to be saved. Big Leon didn't know nothing. Preacher told him about tithing. They told him about tithing. They said, now, son, you need to give a tenth.
He said, Lord, I don't know what to have. I never heard of that, but I got 2/5 out in the car you can have. He knew nothing about God or the Bible. He just knew he was saved. Big old boy one time, big old bricklayer. His name, they nicknamed him Bear because he's just big old guy. He couldn't spell Jesus. He could not spell Jesus. And got saved, found his hiding place in Jesus Christ, came to the Lord, he got saved. You don't have to be the smartest person in McDowell County to get saved. You want to be healed on Judgment Day? Come and accept what Christ done for you on the cross. You can do it this morning right here in this church and be healed on Judgment Day. Isn't that great? I'm amazed that I get the privilege of telling you that. What a job I've got, man. What a privilege that a sorry thing like me gets to stand up and tell people you can be hid on Judgment Day from the wrath of God and not go to hell if you'll come to Jesus. I just want to tell you over and over and over and over and over. It's good news. It's good news this morning. Let me hide myself in the blessed rock of ages. Thank God this morning. It's more than just coming to church. It's more than just do's and don'ts. It's more than just do this, don't do that. Young people, it's more than just not listening to rock and roll. It's more than just not getting drunk or partying. Brother, we're in something big this morning. We'll be hit on Judgment Day from the wrath of God Almighty. Big Bear got saved and he started winning people to the Lord right and left. And he is a hunter. He used to like to hunt. And every time he'd get somebody saved, he'd put a notch, a scratch on his gun. And finally he told his wife, he said, honey, do you mind me using the closet door there to keep my notches on for people I've led to the Lord? And she said, no, honey. Preacher went in there one day and he counted 167 notches in that closet door. That old boy couldn't spell Jesus. Had won to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said he picked up a hitchhiker one time, started trying to witness to a hitchhiker, and he found out the hitchhiker was deaf and dumb, couldn't hear what he was saying, so he pulled out a tract and gave it to him. He couldn't read. Neither one of them read the tract. And he thought, how... And then he pointed at himself, then he got down like this, and that hitchhiker started crying. And brother, he showed him the cross of Calvary and pointed toward heaven like that. And the hitchhiker started crying and fell on his knees out on the road. Thank God. And give his heart to the Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a point like that now. Like he's in here. I'm telling you, brother, listen, our refuge is Jesus. The rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. You may not can speak. You may not can talk. You may not understand a lot about the Bible. But you can come and find a refuge this morning. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. One of these days when I have to face God, my hope is going to be in the blood of the precious Lamb of God. There is no other fountain. I know. That's it. We're not here this morning to make a Baptist out of you. We're here to point you to Jesus Christ that you can be safe on Judgment Day. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is, do you have a hiding place? Let's stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed. Every head's bowed. Eyes closed. God speaking to your heart this morning. I felt like the Lord had me to bring this message. You need a hiding place. Now I'm going to ask you a question this morning while every head is bowed and every eyes closed. I wouldn't embarrass you or put you on the spot or anything like that. But I want to ask you this question. Every person in this room would say, preacher, I have a hiding place. I know that my soul is in Jesus this morning, safe from the wrath of God. I know that I'm saved. I know if I died today, I'd go to heaven. No one's looking, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Would you answer that question for me this morning? Just slip up your hand. Take it right back down. Don't lie now. Don't lie. God bless you. God bless you. It looked like just about every hand in here went up this morning. I couldn't see all. If you're here this morning, you could not lift your hand. In all sincerity, you could not lift your hand. You'd say, Brother Danny, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to me if I die today. Why don't you come and be saved this morning? You can walk down here, get down on your knees. There'll be a soul winner. Take a Bible and tell you exactly what you've got to do to be saved by the grace of God. God loves you this morning. He wants you to be safe on Judgment Day. Will you let Him touch your life? Don't hesitate. We have people come to the altar almost every service. Just almost, hardly ever do we not. It's nothing new. You're not going to stick out or look odd. That's what we're here for. You want to be safe on Judgment Day? Come to Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's that one here that's struggling with this matter of their salvation. Father, please touch their hearts. Dear God, in Jesus' name, help them to make that step, slip out of their seat, come to this altar and repent of their sins. We'll praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. What number, brother?